New U.S. citizen proud to cast first ballot for Republican Congressman Ken Buck. By Kyle Olson on November 3, 2020. A new United States citizen told Breitbart News he is proud to cast his first ballot for Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck. Buck posted on Facebook about his meeting with Alfonso Garcia and his family on Monday. "It's great to truly see democracy in action. Alfonso is a new U.S. citizen who told me that he is excited to participate in his first U.S. election to create a safer and brighter future for our kids," Buck told Breitbart News. "I'm so glad Alfonso shared his story of becoming an American citizen with me. His story represents the American dream, and it's encouraging to hear that he will be carrying out his civic duty as an American citizen by casting his first vote in a U.S. election this year. I am a proud Latino casting my first vote for Congressman Ken Buck," Garcia told Breitbart News. "The Latino vote is with Ken, because we share the same family values and aspire a more safe and brighter future for our kids." On Tuesday, Buck is facing a challenge from Democrat Ike McCorkle, who recently faced criticism for raising money with a progressive activist who professed to wanting to kill supporters of Donald Trump. Project Veritas cop Christopher Jacks, a member of the Colorado Democratic Party Executive and Central Committees, saying, "2020 is a political revolution. I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie. I will cheat. I will steal. Because that's morally acceptable in this political environment," he said. Jax's apparent solution in his recorded conversation included a strategic hit on the 0.1% that's in charge, as well as, "It's truly killing random Nazis on the street, random fucking bootlickers." Buck won re-election in 2018 with 60.6% of the vote, according to Ballotpedia. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.